Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 50. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, and alongside me, picturally to that side, but probably that side because I don't know how these camera things work, is Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Scott.
We're live, at least if you are watching us live.
Yeah, if you're watching us live on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, which, I mean, you should just go follow it all the time. Yeah, my eyes are not going to be looking at the screen at ever. So, Scott, happy Masters weekend.
Ah, yes, the Masters, where Tiger Woods can both almost get screwed over and saved by obscure rules.
True. Scott, I had the absolute worst third round ever in our TSG, whatever we call it, That Sports Gamer Country Club.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty much a nightmare. I think I birdied 9, 10. I birdied 11, then shot 7s on 12 and 13.
Oh my god. How'd you pull that off?
I hit the water multiple times.
Oh, that'll do it.
And then on 18, you know how 18's got that long drive, but that drive is never long enough to make that second shot onto the green?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I took like, I went like 6 clubs down and still ended up in the water. I was very upset.
So I played like the one-round tournament you set up for today in simulation mode.
Yeah.
I shot a whopping plus 23.
I mean, you're not trying hard enough, Scott. That's the problem.
I think towards the end, I think the front nine was okay. It was maybe only like plus 5, and then the back nine, I'm like hitting the water and into sand traps, and my guy's got no recovery because up until playing simulation mode, I didn't need it, so...
Bad Scott. What level is your guy, by any chance? Do you actually happen to know?
Over 50, because I think I got an achievement for that.
Oh, Jesus, Scott. I think I'm like 24. And I was shooting good on that round at Augusta. I was like 1 under through the first 10. And then it went all straight downhill.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing?
Pretty much that in the show. I've slowed down in my franchise, my usual franchise update here. I'm just before the All-Star break. I'm playing a bunch of the teams that are in front of me for the playoffs, either the wild card or the division.
Mm-hmm. And you have the Brewers, I assume, right?
Yes, Brewers.
Any trades? Any big trades?
Well, I made one trade, actually, for a Braves reliever whose name escapes me at this exact moment.
Lefty or righty?
Righty.
Sure.
Okay. I thought you were going to try and give me a name. Mike Adams.
Mike?
Something Adams.
Oh, then I don't know.
Okay. And I think I traded like a prospect for him or something.
Oh, Scott, quick, before you say that.
Yeah.
On this topic. I was looking at my Road to the Show guy, who's in his second year now. And I went through the teams. There's already been a ton of ridiculous moves.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know where Steven Strasburg is.
But he's not on the Nationals.
There's a good chance he's on the Brewers. I saw, who was it? Curtis Granderson's like a Ranger. I forget who the Yankees got. Yankees got someone else, someone ridiculous. Just that game and trading, not so simulation style. You know what I mean?
So I am down 2 games to the Diamondbacks, who have one of the wild card spots. I took 3 out of 4 from the Nationals, who have the other wild card spot. And then I think, did I get swept by the Reds, or did I get, I forgot to remember. The Reds, I didn't do well against the Reds, and they're in front of me in the division. But coming up to the All-Star break, I've decided I'm going to play the All-Star game, just because if I do get to the World Series, I want home field advantage.
Yeah. I have actually checked in my true 162, being the Chicago Cubs, as voted on by the viewers. I am 7-6. I pulled out a couple wins recently. Scott Baker is 3-0, with 2 complete games and a shutout. The lone shining star on my pitching rotation. And Jeff Samardzija's 0-3, Edwin Jackson's 0-2. Jerry Harrison is a beast with 4 home runs and 10 RBIs, and Soriano's got 3 homers and 7 RBI. And as I said, my Road to the Show closer is in AAA for the Marlins, but he's at spring training right now. Doing pretty good. Pretty surprised.
All right.
And then I was like, you know what any pitcher does on his off day? Plays Tiger Woods. And then I shot that plus 10, which was embarrassing.
Yeah, let's see. What else have I been playing? I've gotten myself into a Street Fighter kick again recently for some reason.
I don't know why you would do such a thing. Like, which Street Fighter? Street Fighter 4? Street Fighter 2 Turbo Alpha Remix?
Whoa. I believe
that might actually be the name.
I've got Street Fighter. I think the one I've been playing the most is I actually have Street Fighter 4 on my 3DS, which is actually a really good port of that game, by the way. Surprisingly good. And even more surprising is there are actually people online playing it.
I think at some point on PlayStation Plus, Street Fighter 4 went free. If you were a Plus member.
Yeah. I've got it on the... Go ahead. I've got it on the 360 as well, but I can't play that one as well.
I believe I purchased it. I downloaded it in that PS Plus time, but it was like 30 gigs, so I was like, nah, you don't have to install. The only other thing I've been playing is Black Ops 2 Double XP Weekend. Yeah!
When Xbox Live wasn't down.
Whoa, that was kind of the worst thing ever. That is the reason I went outside and cut down a bush. I was like, I'm tired of playing the show, I want to play some Call of Duty, and I can't.
So let me get this straight. So Xbox Live went down, and you went outside.
Yeah, so I technically thank you, Xbox Live, for not getting yelled at by my wife for not doing anything yesterday.
And thank you, Xbox Live, for saving me from listening to the horrible Brewers game yesterday.
Yeah, those Brewers. Speaking of horrible Brewers games, you actually won, but I listened to some of your game versus the Yankees in the League Sportscast, or whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, the Gamecast, or whatever it is, where you get like a Gamecast from MLB.com, and I think it's only, do you only get Vasgersian, or do you get all the audio, all the commentary?
I want to say it was just Vasgersian.
Okay.
But it only really works if you have a dual monitor setup like I have, where I was actually doing stuff on my computer and just listening to the Gamecast.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't really show you much except for who's batting and who's on deck.
Right.
And just the box score, but not, like, who got the hits or anything.
Right, but hey, it's more than Madden has.
Yeah. But that was kind of fun to watch. And I was texting my brother-in-law while you were playing. I was like, CeCe tearing it up. Nice whiff. He's like, how do you know these things?
Nice. We got to figure out when we're going to play again.
Back to Black Ops 2. Shout out to my Sir crew. We're killing people like crazy over there. People are getting angry. It's pretty fun. Scott, you should play Black Ops 2. Halo's for suckers.
Meh. I've dumped money into Halo, such as map packs and what have you, so
that is my shooter
of choice.
New map pack for Black Ops 2, Tuesday the 16th. They have one that looks like a stadium, like a concert stadium, which kind of sucks, but I'm excited for that. Scott, we've been talking for like 8 minutes. We're probably going to talk about some sports at some point, huh?
Yes.
So, where shall we start?
Well, I think in the rundown, if we're going to actually follow the rundown.
Yeah, Scott, I was just tossing it to you like we're professionals.
Right. So looking at the rundown, NHL 14, I don't think there's a whole lot to actually say about it other than tomorrow or today if you're listening to us. If you're listening to us on Monday. Monday, April 15th, there will be a trailer and the release date and the first features of the game will be announced.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. So if you're watching this, if you're listening to this and or watching this, I guess, you've probably already seen the video.
Right.
Did you know that they have won 26 Sports Game of the Year awards?
Yeah, but
I think that's got to be a lie.
I think that if we called them Sports Game of the Year, they probably counted that, if they were aware of it.
No, but it says it's the franchise winner of 26 Sports Game of the Year awards.
So are they, is it cumulative?
Like, is it like 26 times they've been like the hockey Sports Game of the Year?
I think it is encompassing all sports, but I think it's like, if IGN named them Sports Game of the Year 2 years in a row, does that mean that they counted as two? And that's what they're going by, just to maybe put a big number on there?
I don't know. It's interesting.
But I also think, like, any podcast that says it's their Sports Game of the Year, they probably counted that.
That's weird. That's a weird number. Because I don't know if I would give... I mean, I don't know. If 26 places gave NHL 13 Sports Game of the Year, does that count as the 26? I don't know. But they did release one screenshot so far of some dude hitting some other guy.
It looks like a nice check, like, better than we've seen in the past.
The question is, Scott, what system is that on?
That's a good question. Whoa. I don't think it looks, it doesn't look like it's on a next-gen system to me.
I can see that guy's eyebrows. It's pretty, it looks pretty good.
Right. Not to mention, like, this screenshot is probably actually taken off of, like, one of the development PCs and is up-resed like crazy. Mm-hmm. If you look at WWE 13 screenshots, they look a ton better than, like, maybe not a ton better, but they look a little bit better than in-game. And I think that's because they were taken off the development PCs.
Does NHL have real-time physics?
I think to an extent.
Maybe this will be Impact Engine 2.0. Maybe that's something what they're like trying that. To say. Yeah, that's, why isn't the NHL engine called Impact Engine? Doesn't really make sense.
But we'll talk more about that next week when we actually know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Also, EA Canada has been working on a concept for the NBA, and they're looking for testers. Which is pretty funny, because EA can't publish a regular game for NBA. But hey, let's go for a new crazy new concept.
I heard one rumor, like, bring back NBA Street. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and actually, I believe it was the EA Sports Canada that did NBA Street. So that would add fuel to that fire.
You know what? Hang on, let me take a look. Because I think, believe it or not, I think I have down here, maybe I'm going to fail here because I've gone away. Nope, there it is. Here, let's take a look. NBA Street.
I'm pretty sure.
No, it's EA Sports Big. I can't get any more.
EA Sports Big. Yo, EA Sports Big.
I forget. I know they turned into something and they killed that label, but.
I can't even find it on the EA Sports page. That's how sad it is.
But yeah, all right, well. Maybe. I don't know.
Interesting, Scott. No, it was definitely that. FIFA Street? No, not FIFA Street.
Oh, yeah. Hardhead Cole in the chat room hopes it's NBA Street.
Where is this? I know I saw the answer to this, because I'm pretty positive. Yes, NBA Street, all the NBA Streets were published, developed and published at EA Sports Big, which was EA Canada. So, yes. I hope it's NBA Street.
But then, you know, that doesn't make it sound like it's a new concept either.
I mean, a new concept to them would be putting out a game.
So. Ouch.
Hey, man, not being harsh, but they haven't had a game in, what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
11 was supposed to be it, then 12, now 13.
So then they've tried to have a game every year since then, too, which is the worst part.
Scott, do you have any belief there will be a NBA Live basketball game this year on the current consoles?
No.
Well played. What about some sort of DLC thing where it's like play now and franchise?
Maybe, because that's where Live 13 was supposed to be headed, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to say next-gen consoles. PS4, what up? Let's get off this Xbox thing. Xbox is dumb. Always connected to the internet. I'll just pass on that rumor. Scott, how do you feel about an always-connected future?
Here's the thing. I'm not going to rage about it, but I probably wouldn't buy a system that is.
Why not? Wait, what? Yeah, agreed.
If they want to go that route, fine. I'm not going to buy it. Yeah. That simple.
Yeah, PS4. Scott, let's get on that. What we need is someone in the chat room to donate money for Scott to buy a PS4. We should do a Kickstarter. A Scott starter.
Let's do a Scott starter. It would be the worst Kickstarter ever.
We'll put it at like $10,000. Because if it's like that cheap, people won't be like, oh, well, he just needs $600. No, we'll set it for like $10,000. It'll be genius. Also, Scott starter is going to be the name of the show. If I just had a pen. Scott, don't forget this. Scott. Yep. Starter. Scott, let me ask you a question. Does it break the show every time we figured out the title and then just stop and talk about it for like 2 minutes?
I don't think so.
All right.
Maybe sometimes.
All right, Scott. According to the Gaming Tailgate, they have found the pre-order promotion for Madden NFL 25 from Walmart.
Okay. What is it?
An exclusive Oakland Raiders franchise pack.
What does that mean?
I'm just going to read this from Boss Padre.
All right.
Unless there's a new mode to reveal or ties into collecting a career, it probably has to do with Ultimate Team.
That sounds likely. All Ultimate Team bonuses seem to be a big thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scott, so you weren't here last week.
No, I wasn't.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Ultimate Team in NCAA football.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Does that make you more or less excited for NCAA football?
Honestly, it doesn't make me any more or less excited for NCAA football. It's not the reason I'm going to go out and get NCAA football. I'm not sure what that reason would be. It probably isn't one, to be honest.
Scott, what if I told you there was a hashtag, TSG Triple Option, which has an awesome NCAA football league behind it?
there is that, but there's also the fact that I'm buying Madden.
I mean, these are two different beasts, Scott.
They are. I get
that. NCAA is the far superior one.
And the thing is, I won't deny that. I think NCAA is the superior game. But, and I wish I had something Packer-related to grab right now, I live in Green Bay. I want to play as the Packers. The college game just doesn't excite me like the pro game does, unfortunately.
The Wisconsin Badgers. You can be quarterback number 7 on the Wisconsin Badgers, Scott.
There's that, too, the whole fake players thing. I mean, I understand why it has to happen, but...
What if there weren't fake players, Scott?
Even then, because I don't follow college football, so I don't know the players.
Scott, I don't follow pro football, and I would get Madden every year. Speaking of pro football players, Scott...
I think we just need to agree to disagree on this one.
Scott, speaking of pro football players... Let's say there was some sort of vote to determine who was going to be on the cover of Madden, all right?
You mean like there is?
In a crazy world, would you pick NCAA 13 cover athlete Barry Sanders or also wide receiver guy Jerry Rice?
I'm going to go with Jerry Rice because he didn't terrorize the Packers ever that much.
Let me tell you something, Scott. I'm pretty sure this whole thing is rigged.
Why do you say that?
We will get to that. All right, Adrian Peterson or Arian Foster?
Adrian Peterson.
All right, so you have
Which is funny because I picked a running back.
Yes. Yes.
Yep, okay, we all know what I just did there.
You picked a man who didn't terrorize the Packers and then chose a man who does terrorize the Packers. Scott, I have come up with an amazing realization.
Okay.
Almost always, Madden cover athletes have to do with a new special thing in the game.
Right.
Like in... I don't remember all these tweets that I sent.
All right, well, hang on, I know some of this. Like, Ray Lewis was on the cover the year of the hit stick.
Yes.
And then it was... 06 was... McNabb?
Sure.
Who was... was it 06?
Yeah, I think it was 06 was McNabb, and I think that might have been...
And that was the Vision Cone.
Vision Cone. when they added the highlight stick for running backs, that was Sean Alexander.
Yep, or the truck stick, that's what I'm thinking of.
I think it was actually called the highlight stick, but when you went up, it was the truck stick, and then to the sides was the highlight stick, something like that. Because remember, you could do the jukes, or you could do the turn a little bit speed bursty thing.
Yep. Vince Young, 08, thanks, Hardhead Cole. But I don't. At that point, I don't... After 07, I'm not entirely sure, though, it became more about next-gen systems and just making the whole game better.
No, there was something for Vince Young. What was it, Madden 07?
08.
08? There was something. I know it was, because I was like, oh, Vince Young. It doesn't really make sense, but it makes sense. I think they were focusing more on... that was when they were doing the weapons. That's when the weapon system came out.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So he was like...
That really could have been anybody, though.
Right, but he was like a dual-weapon guy, and everybody thought he was going to be like the next Michael Vick.
Yeah. All right, so what about Brett Favre in 09? What was the improvement there?
Listen, first off, 09 was actually a really good passing year, but I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Because that's a depressing year for you, Scott, when Brett Favre was on the Jets.
Yeah.
And then in 10, with Paul Amalu, they added the tack animation stuff.
Well, it was Paul Amalu and Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Scott. They also added... improved running and route coverage. Improved route running and coverage.
For a couple of years, your argument holds valid. I'm not entirely sure it does after that.
Well, I mean, that's when they started babying out. Come on. Two guys on the cover. Let's get serious.
And then 11 was Drew Brees. And what did they improve in 11?
Scott, you're asking these questions if I don't have Wikipedia open ready to answer you.
All right.
Game flow and Old Spice swagger. Scott Bins. I don't know if you can see in the video because it's delayed. I got all sorts of swagger right now. Also, my wife says Old Spice swagger may be the absolute worst deodorant in the world. She's like, that stuff stinks. She's like, I feel like when you put it on, you should probably just take a shower.
All right.
Yeah, game flow. Because Drew Brees is so good at calling a game. Haha, Scott.
All right. Well, and after that, it's been the cover vote ever since then.
Exactly. Which has been rigged every year.
So you're saying that in 12 they improved the running, and actually no, yeah, you do make a good point that they tried to make improvements to the passing game because the big thing was you can go up and make catches like Megatron himself because he's the cover guy. I mean, interesting.
I know. And this year is going to be all about, well, they haven't really said it yet, but based on what we've seen from NCAA, it looks like the running game is going to be a big thing this year. And you're going to have Barry Sanders, who's an awesome finesse runner and speed guy, against Adrian Peterson, who's a power runner. Come on, Scott. Come on, Scott.
I
hit a button. Damn it, Scott. There we go. See, what happened
was... Your ideas intrigue me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
What I did was I set all the Twitch hotkeys to my number pad.
Okay.
So now if I accidentally hit a number just randomly, I just start switching cameras. So like you can see TJ at thatsportsgamer.com, holler at me. Then one without the bottom thingy thing. Then a game that's not being played. Then all game. And then us. So. Twitch.tv. That's a pretty awesome thing.
All right, like this, you mentioned NCAA Football 14 in the running game. Segway.
Scott, being a segue, this segue is going to work awesomely because at underthecode.com, this guy, whose name, I don't know his real name, David Pendeen. Look, this dude, I whooped him in MLB 13 The Show online. What's up? You can see the highlights on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. yeah, it's actually funny because in the game we were playing, I was the Braves and he was insert name of team I can't remember right now.
All right.
And Alderton Simmons, the shortstop for the Braves, I think he had like 3 hits and they were all like barely got over the shortstop's head and couldn't reach the outfield. All
right.
I was like, excellent. This guy is really good because his power number is exactly in the spot where you want it to be to not reach the outfield yet get farther than the infield. bottom of the 9th, he hits a home run to walk, a walk-off home run.
Nice.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, so I believe his name is David. I could be so far off. You know what I could easily do?
I'm just going to trust you here.
Official. Mole. Scott, there's like an underscore in his name. This is the beauty of the internet, Scott. We can just sit here and talk about awesome stuff. Here we go. His name is Devin. Devin Peden? Peden? He's going to hate me after this. So.
Devin can't pronounce your last name.
He probably can't pronounce my last name, so I'm not going to hold it against him.
All right.
Yeah, so awesome, better running Infinity Engine 2.0. I'm sure there are points to mention in this post. I don't know any of them, because I really didn't read it. Manual juking and or ice skating hopefully is gone. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, no, I hate that when you can just zigzag back and forth and lose everybody.
Scott, zigzagging has been taken out of the game. Scott, did you listen to last week's episode of That Sports Gamer Show?
I did.
Scott, who is my co-host?
It was Madden Bible.
All right.
Farrell's. So there.
All right, Scott, you got me there. Yeah. So you're going to have a more balanced offensive gameplay, because a lot of people just like to chuck it up in NCAA.
Yeah, well, but that's always the... It's one of those things where we're going to balance it more, which probably actually means we're going to nerf one side of the game and make the other side of the game more powerful until we balance it again next year, which really just means nerfing that side of the game, which means the other side of the game. Yeah. You get what I'm saying here.
Scott, you must be a huge fan of StarCraft.
Not actually at all.
You literally just spoke like every StarCraft player in the history of StarCraft. but yeah, underthecode.com. I'll post a link to it in the show notes. You should go read it. It's a lot of words. I have a thing about words, and that's probably why I listen to way too many podcasts. Oh, Scott. Scott, looks like it's going to be a short episode this week.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 14. By now, you've already missed out on the live Masters tournament.
Right.
But I might actually hop in there and try to play this. Is it on simulation?
I don't know. I haven't tried it myself. Maybe it's what I will do after this show is done.
And while you maybe have missed the official EA Sports Madden tournament... Madden tournament. Jesus, Scott.
Masters?
While you may have missed the official EA Sports Masters tournament, you can join up on That Sports Gamer Country Club and play ours. I think there's still got 4 days left.
You got until Wednesday. Maybe we should change that to Monday so that it starts the same day this podcast comes out.
Scott, you're a brilliant, brilliant man. We should probably figure out some sort of set schedule.
Well, basically, it was only on Thursdays just because that was when I first set up the tournament. It was Thursday, so it starts on Thursday.
I mean, that's good thinking.
But maybe we do, like, either just skip a weekend or I do a short one weekend and then we start the schedule over on Monday.
Well, if we do Friday to Monday. Is that enough time, or do we want to do Thursday to Monday?
It's got to be at least 4 days. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, we do Thursday through Sunday, like an actual golf tournament.
And then Monday to Wednesday? That's only 3 days.
No. And then we do go back to 7 days the week after. We just do one short tournament.
Okay. I'm down with it.
I think the whole week is good for everybody. You know, all four of us that are playing in tournaments.
There's more than four of us, Scott. You're such a liar.
There's more than four of us in the country club, but there's only about four or five of us playing in the tournaments.
Scott, that's a lie. Corporal Kluklinski, he's out there playing. Honky Face, you're missing these things, Scott.
All right. Unfortunately, yeah. Rich Grisham is out of this week's tournament because of Xbox Live going down, we think.
Yeah, stupid Xbox.
I don't know, should I up the amount of tries you can have?
No, two's a good number. Why did he miss another one? See, so it's his fault.
It was basically the same thing happened. The game froze on him, and then he went back in and started again, and then the game froze on him again.
Interesting.
So maybe four. The idea being you like get one try per round. You can still only submit one score. Once you submit your score, it's locked. So.
Okay, fine with that. Also, my good buddy Rich, a.k.a. Vinegar Duck, will be in the country club soon.
All right, cool.
I made him go buy it. Because, awesome enough, on Amazon, the PS3...
Oh, did I call this or did I... Oh, I'm mad at myself.
It's funny that on Amazon, the PS3 and PS4... No. The PS3 and Xbox versions are $40 already, and the historic editions are $60, but NHL is still like $45.
Crazy. But yeah, you know, I all predicted that.
You all predicted that.
You all. Well, I know.
You said I all.
I all. Yeah. Well, y'all, the royal we. No, Dan Vitale was on top of this too, saying that the price would drop within a month. And
where is he on this? He should be playing.
That's a good question.
I am very angry at our international listeners because I'm going to go out of my way to get a copy of Ashes Cricket 2013 for you guys.
Well, Dr. Ken's playing in the tournaments.
What?
Dr. Ken's been playing in the tournaments.
All right. Yeah, Dr. Ken put up some good numbers on these last three rounds of Masters. I don't know how he did it. I think he's cheating. Scott. Yeah, so go join the That Sports Gamer Country Club. Come play with us. Oh, have you played recently with anybody else doing the same time Country Club thing?
No, I have not, actually.
Oh, you know who else has been playing? At Ace of Bam. You know what he did?
He left
his headset by the television... When he put the game on pause.
Oh, no.
So I just got to hear commercials through a whole tournament I played.
Nice.
Had to mute the stupid thing. MLB 13 The Show had a title update, 1.2.1 or 1.21.
Was there anything major in this one? I don't think so.
A difficulty fix for all online modes, which I think is why it is really hard versus the computer in our league.
Oh, that could be.
You
know what I've determined, and this is because, I played a couple online games the other day too, including. So I told myself I'm gonna basically hit random, and I will play with whatever team I get. Mm-hmm. What team did I get?
Brewers.
No.
Marlins.
Nope.
Mets.
Nope.
Dodgers.
Nope. Come on, think worse.
Expos.
Nope. Expos. But if I got the Expos, I really would have played with them because that would have been interesting.
Padres.
Nope.
Let me ask you a question, Scott. Is it a team that I'm going to be doing a breakdown of tomorrow?
I don't know. Are you doing a breakdown of the Astros?
As a matter of fact, starting Monday, April 15th, every day I'm going to break down another team in MLB 13 The Show.
Oh, cool.
And but yeah, let me plug this, Scott. I worked very hard on these. You can find those on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. I'll be starting with the AL West in this upcoming week.
Oh, so you will be doing the Astros pretty quick.
They will be the Monday show. I figure I will go from presumed worst team to best team throughout the week.
Yeah, well, basically, I went to a website that spits random numbers at you. I entered in 1 through 30, and I would just use their team ranking, and I got 30. It's like, oh, the Astros.
You could also just hit the random button.
Actually, not when you're picking a team for online.
Oh, because you have to be on the other side, right?
Well, it just doesn't. There's just no button for random online, basically.
That's so.
As I could go into play now, random a team, and then go into online and do it.
Oh, you know what they did fix? Online game soft hangs when pinch hitting or bringing in a reliever past the seventh inning.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple times.
I wish they would fix the uniforms. I'm kind of tired of playing in batting practice uniforms.
Interesting.
And you can't change online ranked games, you can't change your uniform and you're stuck in the batting practice gear.
That's dumb.
In our league, you can pick whatever uniforms you want.
Speaking of dumb things, Scott, you saw Zach Greinke try to pick a fight with Carlos Quinn.
I think Carlos Quinton actually picked the fight with Greinke because he
look, Scott,
hit.
Look, Scott, I'm not here to argue with you, but the man has hit him like 74 times already, and he said, bring it on.
All right, I didn't know the whole story. All I saw was he got hit by a pitch and charged at Greinke, so.
But everybody's like, oh my God, who would hit a guy with a 3-2 count when they're only up by one? You know what? Brilliant move, Zach Greinke. I even got Owen Good to start clapping when I said that tweet. But it's pretty genius. Oh, Scott.
Oh, you know what? You know what bit of news we didn't really talk about, you don't have in the rundown at all? The fact that did you talk about WWE at all last week?
Yeah, The Rock's going to be on the cover, which makes no sense because... Oh, Scott, you know what we should talk about? The Super Bowl of Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I didn't talk about WrestleMania at all, did we? It hadn't... No. Well... Yeah, it hadn't happened when you recorded last week, so.
True dat. So, Scott, tell me about WrestleMania.
Well,
I am extremely interested to hear this.
New
Jersey, what up? We're way good at being fans of things.
The crowd... All right, for one thing, when I watched WrestleMania at a Hooters, and the, sound... I couldn't really make out the sound or the crowd the best that way. But, the show was okay. I thought Rock Cena was better last year. What else? There wasn't a whole lot I was disappointed in, other than maybe Rock Cena, just because I thought they could at least do better than they did last year.
I thought maybe they could do a couple moves. It was very reminiscent of when, Stone Cold was around. When he would punch you, he would kick you, he would do the Luthez press, and then he would do the stunner. And I don't even think Cena did four moves in that match. The Rock did three.
the end, I liked the spot where he faked the people. John Cena faked the people's elbow and baited the Rock in that way. I liked that spot.
Are we
but then,
past
like, after
shows?
That? It was just.
I guess we've been. It's been a week since WrestleMania, so we can spoil it.
Yeah, it's been a week. I don't.
Sorry to anybody in the chat room getting spoiled right now on WrestleMania notes.
But, that was good. But then it just turned into attitude adjustment. No, kick out. Rock bottom. No, kick out. Wait.
I don't understand. How did they build up their special meters that fast? Is it because they were reversing finishers? Because that's the only thing I could come up with.
Yeah, the end was really kind of lame, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. I thought the end of Lesnar-Triple H was good.
Yeah, I thought, as a match, maybe I'd have to watch it again. But, that match wasn't as good as I thought it would be. Which isn't to say it was bad, but maybe I was just expecting more out of it. But it was good.
Brock Lesnar is not the best wrestler.
Not
so
anymore.
It's more Triple H just kind of carrying him along, but I thought the ending was good, where he had him in the...
Where Triple H had Lesnar in the Kimura, and he kept slamming him on the steps, but couldn't get him to break it.
Right. And then he did the pedigree on the steps. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I actually didn't tune in until after the... I think, the end of the CM Punk Undertaker match.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I don't think... You didn't miss too much, really.
I caught the end. It was funny. I caught the tombstone to win it, if that's what happened.
Yeah. No, the Punk Undertaker match is the best by far.
But isn't that been the case recently that, every WrestleMania, the Undertaker match is the best one?
Pretty much. Well, I don't know. Last year, you can make an argument for Punk Jericho.
Well, I always make an argument
for
Chris Jericho.
I do find it funny that... I do find it funny that both years, my girlfriend is nice and goes with me to watch these things. And both years she stated
your girlfriend goes to Hooters with you?
She went to Hooters with me, yes.
I could get my wife down and go into Hooters with me.
Honestly, I kind of wish it had been somewhere other than Hooters. I'm not a fan, but it was the only place in town that was showing it, so.
Was it good service?
It was alright.
Because you know who I met up with for dinner this week?
One Jeff Solomon, I believe.
Friend of the show, Jeff Solomon. And he was nice enough to get me some stickers from Chris Johnson for Robot Unicorn Attack and Super Monsters Ate My Condo when he was at GDC.
Ah.
So that was awesome. Worst service I've ever had at a restaurant in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Stacks in Paramus. Wow. So literally one person listening to this podcast will know where that is. So Rich, don't go to Stacks in Paramus. I heard the Hoboken one is good, but Paramus, no bueno.
No, the service was fine. The problem is we got there early and we weren't really hungry yet. So, you know, the waitress kept bugging us, trying to get us to order. I'm like, we're going to spend money, but we're not hungry.
I had
yet.
To send Jeff. Jeff actually literally walked over to the kitchen door and was like, hey, could we get some coffee? Maybe some syrup for these pancakes? Because we're just kind of sitting here.
Wow, that is bad.
Scott. So, Scott, you think we should button this up?
I just want to mention quick, and then the crowd the next night on Raw. Wow.
Tell me about this Fandango character.
So basically, he's a ballroom dancing wrestler. If that isn't straight out of 1995, I don't know what is. You know, apparently he's a good wrestler. I haven't seen a whole lot of him to judge. But whatever reason, the crowd in New Jersey the night after WrestleMania decided to get behind him like nothing I've ever seen before, to the point where they are humming and dancing to his theme music. He came out, you know, his match on Raw was like at 9 o'clock, or, you know, an hour before the show ended. Mm. And then the rest of the show, they're humming his music and dancing. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know how his theme song goes. But I saw some guy was like, when they were trying to get out of the parking lot, some guy was just like honking his theme song.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that guy didn't get murdered. Welcome to New Jersey. Everybody honks, and people get really pissed off.
I don't think he was the only one, though. I think a ton of people were doing it.
I mean, it's funny because I actually watched that Raw, and rarely, if ever, did the chants have anything to do with what was going on in the match.
Especially during the Randy Orton Sheamus match, the crowd basically decided that since they weren't being entertained by the match at hand, they were just going to entertain themselves.
They started cheering for Randy Savage.
No, I thought the best chant was for Michael Cole. Like, they started chanting for Michael Cole, the referee. There was an RVD chant for no apparent reason.
They chanted for JBL for a little bit.
Three announcers got chanted for a little bit.
It's funny because Sheamus had no idea what to do. He was like, do I embrace this?
It's awesome. And when the Randy Savage chant went up, Randy Orton just looked out like, what? They had no clue what to do. I feel bad for them, actually, because I thought they had a nice little match, but...
Yeah, that guy's a little too white for me.
I'm kind of curious if WWE's going to go anywhere, if this holds up at all now. Mm. I don't know. Maybe it'll be like the Daniel Bryan thing last year. Since Dr. Ken turned us off like 15 minutes ago now, so maybe we should be done.
I miss, what's his name? Zack Ryder. At Zack Ryder. Maybe at WWE Zack Ryder? Something like that.
I don't know.
I think he was popular for a minute.
About a minute.
My problem with the games and the real life WWE, there's no characters anymore.
Also, you like Fandango, right?
I don't know. I haven't watched him.
Okay.
I mean, like, good characters. There's Undertaker, who's not even the Undertaker anymore. But... it's all just, like, guy's name in black trunks. I mean, ever since Austin. But Austin was a character in his name and black trunks.
Yeah.
Nobody else really was. Oh, Scott. Scott, we don't have any Twitter questions. Does anybody in the chat room have a question, I wonder?
Yep. Going, speak now or forever hold your peace, basically.
Though I do know... Vinegar Duck, who will be joining the country club, is looking for a new pitcher in our fantasy baseball league. Hmm. Scott, have you even been paying attention to your fantasy baseball team?
I have. I need a good day today to win this week. I was hurt yesterday because both my starting pitchers decided to suck.
Well, that's not good.
So I think I've got one go. I think I've got another two going today. I don't know. I went and looked at it, and I'm all set for today, but now I don't remember what it was.
I mean, I don't know who's good in our league.
It's been one week. Everyone is 1-0 or 1-0 and 1.
No, I'm just looking at all the available pitchers. Ah. I am going to recommend AJ Griffin from the Oakland Athletics. Hopefully that helps him out.
All right.
He's had two quality starts this year. Scott, you know what you can do?
Follow us on Twitter?
Yes, you can. I'm at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where are you?
At Darth Obvious.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, well, I'm telling you right now, I have fallen in love with doing videos on YouTube. Did you see my nice little three-hole highlights that I had from Tiger Woods?
I didn't see that, actually. I missed
Scott,
that
well, what you need to do right now, and also you can see me versus Official Mole in MLB 13 highlights, if you go to youtube.com/thatsportsgamer, give me a subscribe up top, like it on below. Wait, in theory, if you're watching this video after right now, it'll be on YouTube. So it would be up here, and then the down here thing that people like to do on YouTube. And it's awesome. If you're not subscribed, when you get there, there's a... I have, like, a little video intro. And do you know what it features, Scott?
No, no, I do not.
My awesome fake million-dollar belt.
Hang on, hang on. Now I gotta go.
I mean,
now
you can't see it, because it's gonna... slow for you.
Yeah, now I gotta go look at the stream. There it is. This I gotta see.
Sweet fake million-dollar belt.
Still waiting. Scott, on the delay here.
Your thing is so delayed.
Yep. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, so I've been putting out some highlights, some some good stuff over there, and starting Monday, we'll be breaking down every single team in MLB 13, starting with the AL West.
Do you want help with the Brewers when you get there?
No, man. The Brewers are easy. These guys suck. Don't play with them.
Oh,
try to trade for Ryan Braun. Though, are there any good rookie guys that I should know about? Segundo. What's his name? Javier Segundo.
I have no clue who that is.
Who's the second baseman?
Oh, Ricky Wee? No, you're thinking of Gene Segura.
Gene Segura. Sounds right.
Good? He's been doing pretty good. I don't know if the show's given him any love yet, but...
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Well, I'm going off the...
Oh, Aoki's really good, too.
I'm going off the OSFM rosters. Okay. Full minors rosters.
Okay.
But, I think it's going to do it. Right?
All
right. Twitter.com/ThatSportsGamer, Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. You can email us feedback at feedback@ThatSportsGamer.com. You can leave a comment below this post or this video or whatever you're watching. I mean, I think there was something else I wanted to mention. I have no idea what it was. But, yeah. Scott, you got anything else you want to
plug? I got nothing.
Scott. Oh, you know what I wanted to say is we should have a review of Out of the Park Baseball 13 up sometime next week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Seems like a pretty nifty little game. Way too in-depth for me, so I had to get someone else to do the review. I was like, there's too many clicks and stuff to do.
Yeah, that's my problem with the game.
Though, the one thing it is good for is I can put it on my laptop and then play it at home at lunch.
Well, there you go.
Because I have been too lazy to bring a console to my parents' house. Though I do have an Xbox in the living room that I barely play, which is going to be making its way over there at some point, probably. All right, Scott. I guess that's it.
All right.
Should we do this again next week?
Maybe.
I think there will be some good stuff next week. We had a very lackluster week of news.
Yeah, we'll have NCAA, NHL next week. Well, NHL might be a lot to talk about, so...
And actually, I think there is going to be some new NCAA news next week, but I could be wrong.
All right.
I feel like it's a little early for NHL news, but I'm not going to complain.
Oh, it is. I don't doubt that it is. I mean, NHL is coming out after Madden, and we're going to know more about NHL than we will about Madden.
Right. Dumb. All right, Scott.
Well, you know what? Actually, we don't know the release date for NHL, so maybe it'll be coming out before Madden this year for some reason.
That would be quite awkward.
Very much so.
You know, it would be sweet if they just built in the 48-game season as a thing. 42-game season? How many games
they did? Whatever they did this year?
That would be a pretty sweet little bonus. Because nobody wants to play 82 games.
Hey, I've done it.
All right, Scott. Well, for Scott, I'm TJ. And this has been another episode of That Sports Gamer Show. Thanks for watching / listening.
Bye, everybody.
Boo-doo-boo-boo. Ba na 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 boop.